Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to start by congratulating Harmony on recently receiving an award for her volunteer work. Congratulations, Harmony.
Thanks, Alice.
Great work, Harmony. I bet your parents are really proud.
Yeah, Mum and Dad have been really supportive. I'm really lucky. I mean, reading some of those comments from the questionnaire. It's terrible that such a common comment was that if students get low marks, parents punish them.
Yeah, it's awful that that was such a common comment. I couldn't imagine my parents punishing me for something like that.
Me neither. Oh, by the way, the results of the questionnaire have been analysed. In total, 25% of the students thought that pressure from home was a problem they face.
So, a quarter of our students face pressure from home. That's sad.
I am very lucky that my parents are not overly strict, but I know that's not the case for many families.
Unfortunately not. My aunt and uncle always expect my cousins to get high grades at school. I know my cousins are very stressed about that.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Gosh, this questionnaire really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes, we've gathered a lot of information. I think our students felt that they could be honest about their problems because we promised not to disclose any personal information.
I agree. For example, admitting that you have an addiction problem is very brave.
It is. 10% of students have addiction problems. The same number of students face the problem of peer pressure. They are serious problems.
I was surprised peer pressure wasn't higher than 10%.
I felt that way about addiction. I mean, there are so many types of addiction young people struggle with. Online games seems to be a common type of addiction. A student wrote that he played online games until 3 a.m. every night. That cannot be good for him.
No, absolutely not. That's so bad for your health. Did that student also select health problems?
Not sure. Only a few students had health problems. So health problems are grouped under the category Others, which amounts to 5%.
So 5% of students have problems grouped under the category Others.
And 5% of students are troubled by depression.
Depression, okay. What is the problem that most students face?
Exam stress. A lot of students, 30% to be exact, voted exam stress as the biggest problem they face.
That's to be expected. Exam stress is indeed a common teen problem. How do our students cope with all these problems?
Well, the survey results show that the most popular way they use to deal with their problems is to talk to friends, parents, or teachers.
I do that too. I talk to my best friend whenever I feel troubled.
Me too. I also talk to my dad if I think he could help. So, are there any other types of problems students face?
The rest of the students, that's 15% of them, think that bullying is the biggest problem they face.
15% of our students face the problem of bullying. I didn't realise bullying was really an issue in our school. Guys, we really need to do something about that.
I know. Well, I know that our school is trying to help by providing a better counselling service.
How?
Currently, we have only one student counsellor at school.
Yes, I like Miss Wu. She's very friendly.
Is the school going to hire more student counsellors?
They're thinking about hiring one more counsellor.
Good. We need more help.
I think it's great that our school principal, Principal Young, started this campaign.
We must try our best and work hard on this campaign. Then students will be shown that the school cares.
You're right. Okay, let's now talk about what needs to be done next.
That is the end of the listening component of this test.